ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use.
And very special greeting from you. Once again, this is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, and I welcome you to my presentation on Main Menu. What I'll be demoing this week is the WeMedia Talking Web Browser. This is a new product that's just been released. It's totally free, and it's available from WeMedia.com. That's W-E-Media, as one word, .com. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to it, and I'm going to open the browser. And with this particular browser, you don't need a screen reader with it, which is interesting. You do not need a screen reader with it because everything is voicing. And it's pretty cool. So the first thing we'll do is we've now located it. We're going to hit return, and we're going to load up the browser, and it's going to load the browser, and it will come up on the WeMedia opening web page is where it's going to come up. That's what's loading at the moment. It uses Internet Explorer as its interface. The page is now loading. It takes a minute to actually get up here, and that's what we're waiting for at the moment. We should have speech any second here. Here it comes.
Hello and welcome to the WeMedia Talking Browser. Browser.human.focus.
The page is still loading. And I'm now waiting
for the title of the page loaded is Welcome to WeMedia.
Okay, it told you what page it was going to load, and it read the page. Now, the thing what they've done with this particular browser is they made it extremely simple. You just use function keys to navigate with it, basically, is how it works, and also combinations of keys using the Alt key. For example, Alt-R equals refresh, or Alt-H equals home, that sort of thing. They have designed it, though, so it's real simple to use. For example, let's go to a page that we're familiar with. I don't think this page here is the best evidence. Even though it will load this page on startup, you can type Control Q for extended help on all the WeMedia browser functions. By the way, the download is 8 megs. I should point that out if you do decide you want to download this particular browser. It does use the Microsoft Agent technology. What we're going to do is we're going to press F5, which in this particular browser is different than refresh. Normally that equal refresh, but in this particular browser, F5 goes to a...
You're here.
A
box.
Box where I can type in an URL. And I'm going to just type in acbradio.org, and I'm going to hit return. Now, you'll notice it did not speak the characters there. They do say that you can turn your screen reader off, but I've elected to leave mine on, actually, just for a reference point. But you can actually turn off the screen reader when you're in this browser because everything speaks in this browser. It's pretty cool. Let's go to ACB Radio right now. We've hit return.
You have elected to navigate the browser to acbradio.org. The title of the page loaded is Welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world's blind community. The title of the page loaded is Welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world's blind community. Browser.human.focus.
Okay, now it's told us the name of the title. It's told us that the document has the focus, and we're ready to go. Now, to get the page to read, we're going to type Alt-S, and it's actually going to read the page. If we decide we want to stop the page from reading, we would type Alt-Q. But let's just start by reading a portion, at least a portion thereof, of this web page. So we're going to type Alt-S.
I will now speak the web page titled Welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world's blind community. Welcome to ACB Radio. Please rate this site at the blindness top sites countdown 10 best 9876543321 worst. If you're a first-time visitor, read an introduction to ACB Radio and our broadcast services. You can use Windows Media Player 7, Winamp or EL Player 7 or higher to hear our channels and on-demand content. Visit our download page to get a player. Listen to ACT Radio Mainstream for programming produced by the blind for the blind. Listen to the ACT Radio Cafe for all blind musicians all the time. Listen to the ACT Radio Treasure Trove for the best in classic drama and comedy. Listen to ACT Radio Interactive for blind cyber radio personalities playing your requests. The ACT Radio Tuner lets you switch easily between our channels. Visit our on-demand section to hear archives of your favorite ACT Radio Mainstream shows. Need help? Our support center provides answers to frequently asked questions. Search the ACT Radio site or the web. Keep up to date with ACT Radio. Join one of our email lists. Stories making news this hour. Top stories. Suicide bomb rocks
Israeli
city. And the page
goes on to
quit all speaking action.
The page actually continues to go on, and we'll stop it. Now, this page will not tell you top or bottom or nothing like that. So when it comes to the end of the page, it just will read the last link and stop. I don't know if that's good or not, but that's the way they've designed it. Now, there's a couple of ways we can work with this particular page. This is a new page for us. We've never visited before. We're not familiar with the page. We're not real familiar with the links. We just read the page, but we're still not familiar with the links. There's a couple of ways we can navigate this page. We can type F6, as in function 6, and we will go to a list box. Let's do that now.
Page map links list box. There are 42 links listed.
Now, it says that there are 42 links listed on the page here, and for me to navigate to the link I desire, I can just go up and down with the down or up arrow. So we're just going to go down with the down arrow.
Link number 1. Link displayed is read an introduction to ACT Radio and our broadcast services. Navigate there by pressing the Enter key now. Link number 2. Link displayed is visit our download page to get a player. Navigate there by pressing the Enter key now.
And that's basically the way it works. You know, it will read each link. So we just go to the link we desire. Let's say we wanted to go to the interactive link. I don't know which number that is, but I'll just arrow down until I find it.
Link number 4. Link displayed is listen to the ACT Radio Cafe for all blind musicians all
okay,
the time.
Okay, we're getting there. I'm just keep
link number,
going. Let's see,
link
I
number
think it's down here.
Six. Let's link displayed is listen to ACT Radio Interactive.
Yes, there it
for
is.
Blind cyber radio personalities
now,
playing your request.
We'll just hit return on it.
The web page you have selected is loading. The title of the page loaded is ACV Radio Interactive. Browser document has focus.
And it tells us that the document has focus. It's now ready to go, and we can we could elect to read the page if we choose to read it. We'll just read again a little bit with Alt S, as in Sam.
I will now speak the web page titled ACV Radio Interactive. Welcome to ACT Radio Interactive. ACT Radio Interactive is your source for live music and instant requests. Programs are all live, presented by the blind, for the world, and the new uninterested and rich, unpredictable, interactive internet radio. To learn more about our programs and the people behind the microphones, visit the ACT Radio Interactive Broadcasters web ring. Note, these external web pages fall outside the ACT Radio org domain, and subsequently ACT Radio disclaims all legal and technical responsibility for their content. Listen to ACT Radio Interactive with Windows Media Player 7. Listen to ACT Radio Interactive with Winamp. Listen to ACT Radio Interactive with VL Player. View the ACT Radio Interactive schedule. Send your messages and dedications to request at ACT Radio. Or why not host your own music show on ACT Radio Interactive? Home download a player mainstream cafe treasure trove interactive tuner shows on demand search support pages mailing list sign guestbook underline view guestbook email us ACT.
And as you see, it just read to the bottom of the page, and it just stopped. And that's how it works. Now, we have other controls we can do. For example, what happens when we press F2?
The web browser document adds a focus.
It tells us what the focus is. So when we press F2, we know what the focus is on. As I said, F5 will take you to the edit box at the end of the page where you can type in a new URL, and we'll do that shortly again. F6 is the list of links, and you can just down arrow or up arrow and find the link. I was on Yahoo today with this browser, and it told me there were 254 links on that page. So very, very good. I commend them for that. I think that's an important thing to tell us how many links are on a page. F7 is interesting. Let's go to F7. This is function 7 in the browser. Now, this is where we make adjustments to the different features of the browser. In other words, basically, this is the options menu is what we're looking at. So let's press F7.
Browser map list box.
Okay, it says browser map list box. And what this is now, it's a list box, and again, we're going to use the down arrow. And what it's going to do is it's going to show us all the different functions that are available here.
Program help. Command is shown and ready to activate. Press F3 key for more help. Show bookmarks. Command is shown and ready to activate. Press F3 key for more help.
Now what they mean here is press F3 for more help. In other words, when I highlight one of these with the down or up arrow, I can just press F3 and it will give me a description of the item. We'll show you that in just a second. But let's continue to read down. I want to give you kind of an idea of how this menu works here.
Add bookmark. Delete bookmark. Hide bookmarks. Normal web page view. Text only web page view. My zoom. Back. Forward. Stop. Refresh. Quit speaking. Speak.
Okay, let's go
command
to speak.
Command is shown and ready to activate.
Now,
press F3 key for more help.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you we're going to press F3 so you can get an idea what's. I have it on the word speak, which, as I told you, is Alt-S. In this menu, it's not. He doesn't read the key combinations here, but there are hotkeys available for just about everything in this browser, which is very cool. They've done a real nice job here. So let's press F3.
This speak command will activate the speaking of the web page loaded within the browser.
And that's what it tells me. It tells me just basically what it does. So if we continue to arrow down, we have more options.
Selected. Home. Exit. Web search. Where is the focus? Change that color to black. Change that color to blue. Change that color to white. Change font size to largest. Change font size to larger. Change font size to medium. Speak to slow.
Now,
command is shown and ready to activate.
They have
F3 key for more help.
Here they have three settings for the speech. They have slow, which is special English, very slow. They have medium, which is medium, and they have fast. And I have it actually set to fast. This is the fastest he'll actually speak. Now, for a person who uses synthesizers every day, you would probably find this, well, basically too slow. You might want it even faster, and I've actually written to them with that as a suggestion. This is the very first web, as I record this for you, this is the very first web browser this particular company has put out, and this is the first release of it. They will probably make improvements. I think they've done one marvelous job, though. I would like to commend them right away and say that again. This is really good. Let's just continue to go down here.
Speak to medium. Speak to fast.
Now, say I didn't
command
know what that meant. I would just press F3 and I could get an instruction on what this means. Let's do that.
This command changes the speak to fast. Speak to fast.
Yeah, basically it's telling me that it will change it to fast. Well, it is at the fastest setting right at the moment. Now, the
speech
next one.
Speech pitch to low.
Okay, speech pitch to
command
low.
Command is shown and ready to activate. Speech pitch to normal.
Now I have this set
command
to normal.
Command is shown and ready to activate.
So this is it. If I set it to low, it will just be somewhat lower than it is at the moment. I won't do that, but that's basically what it is. Again, they give you only the two choices. Now, understand these are not slide controls. These are just like buttons, if you will. You'd press them and the adjustment would be made.
Speech type to monotone.
Okay, monotone.
Command is
this
shown
is
and
an
ready
interesting
to activate.
One. And I'm going to actually hit return on that one.
Help. You have set my voice type to sound like how?
There it is.
Remember the movie 2001? Dumbia, speech type to normal.
Okay, the next one is speech type to normal, and that would return it
for more help
to normal instead of the robotic HAL voice here. So let's do that. Let's hit return on it.
You have set my voice type to normal. Speech volume to medium. Speech volume to high.
Now they have a, this has volume. Medium obviously will be lower. So
speech
if I
volume
were to,
to medium.
If I set it to medium.
You have selected to set the volume to normal.
Okay, that does turn it down. I don't know if you can get a sense of that. You may not be able to, depending on the AVC in the recording here. We'll see what happens here.
Browser map list box.
Okay, I did turn it down, and I'm just going to, again, go down, and you have to actually use the arrows. You can't use anything else to do this.
Change that color to white.
You have to actually, in order to do this, you do need to actually use
speech
the arrows.
Speech volume to monotone.
Let me,
speech volume to high.
Okay, let me turn the volume back
command
to
is shown
high.
Ready to, you have selected to set the volume to high.
And that's where it is. It's back to the high setting. Let's see. We'll go back to
browser
the list box
list
one
box.
More time. As soon as you hit the return, of course, you come out of that list box. So I have to hit F7 to get back into that list box whenever I want to make adjustments here
speak.
With it.
Selected.
Let's see
home.
Where I am here.
Change font size
let's
to medium.
See. We're still looking at the options.
Print.
And we have,
print.
Okay, we're
begin.
We're almost
speech volume
done.
To medium.
Okay, we have the
speech
volume. Speech
volume
and
to high.
We have.
Advanced interactive help.
Advanced interactive
command
help.
Command is shown and ready to. Beginner interactive help.
And beginner interactive help.
Command
now these
is shown
are
ready to activate.
Used
press
with
F3 key for more help.
These are used with Control Q. You would type Control Q to go to the special help section of their web page. That's always available to you no matter what web page you're on.
Print.
And then of course
command
the last
is shown
one
ready to
is
activate.
Print.
Press F3 key for more help.
So there we go. And that's basically how this works. We can now go to F. We can also do a search. They've got an interactive search built into this. So let's do, this is F11 on this. So let's go there.
The web search text box is a focus.
Okay, the web search text box now is a focus. And unlike a screen reader, you don't need to worry about MSAA, because with this you just type in what you want and hit return. It automatically turns things on and off for you, which is very cool. So let's say we were looking for ACB Radio Interactive. Okay, ACB Radio Interactive. We hit return.
You have activated a web search for the word or phrase of ACBRADIOINTERACTIVE. The title of the page loaded is Google search ACBRADIOINTERACTIVE.
Okay, and what it did, it loaded Google is where it went to. Now, you know Google has tons of links, so it's probably a good idea here to use F6 with the list box so we can navigate fairly quickly. So let's press F6.
Page map links list box. There are 50 links listed.
Okay, 50 links listed. Let's see if we find anything for ACB Radio Interactive.
Link number 1. Link displayed is http://www.google.com/. Link number 3.
I'm just going to go
link
down fairly quickly to see if we can
preferences.
If we can locate it here. I'm
4.
Not too terribly familiar with Google, so
search tips.
I'm not sure how far down I have to go, but I'm looking here.
Link displayed is.
And we'll see if we can.
Welcome to ACT Radio, the voice of the world.
Oh, there it is. And that's basically how you do a search. You can locate the page, hit return on the page, that sort of thing. All in all, I give this browser very high marks. I think it's very good, and for the first release, it's not really too bad at all. So check it out. Go download it and check it out. If anything, it will be an addition. You know, a tool that you can use and have fun with and navigate. I found it real simple to use, real, real nice, and I think they'll probably make improvements as they go along. I've written to them as I record this, but they have not responded. We'll see if they respond, and I made a couple of minor suggestions that I hope they would improve. But for the novice or somebody who's just learning the web, it's a wonderful tool. if you're just learning the web, you're not really, you know, web pages don't work well for you, you're confused, it doesn't work well, this is an ideal tool, no doubt about it, to help get you started. The web browser from WeMedia, that's WEMEDIA as one word, .com. Check it out, WeMedia.com. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at ACBRadio.org. Thank you for listening.